Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
The Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast is powered by Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. When you need a bit off your top, book an appointment at a Lady Jane's near you. Visit LadyJanes.com. Lady Jane's Haircuts for Men. It's wicked awesome. This is Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast.
Lisa Way's back.
Yeah, Lisa Way's back.
A bit broken up, but I'm back.
Bust it up. A little Lisa Paul.
So if you did not know, just in case you did not know, Lisa Way has been off for the past couple of days due to a tumble, a fall that she took.
A little tumble, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we kind of been communicating with her. We kind of have a vague idea of what happened, but Lisa, how did you... It's a wrist fracture, is that what you did?
Yes, a wrist fracture. That's Well, I was doing Pilates, and you think, oh, Pilates, you won't be able to hurt yourself during Pilates.
No, I'm sure I can.
That's the exact opposite of what I think.
I could kill myself during Pilates.
I've seen those machines and go, how do you not hurt yourself?
I know.
No. Can you imagine me for just 1 second trying to do one of them flippy flips at the top with my legs?
Yeah.
Gorgeous. I look gorgeous.
There you go.
Well,
Chuck is critically injured.
Yeah.
I've been practicing for a long time, but I'm a little overconfident probably in my abilities. You know, I'm not an instructor, but I still think I know enough where I can do it at home. I bought a reformer because of this stupid thing where the gym is closed.
Yeah, yeah.
And I've been doing it at home, no problem. Everything's been great. I love it. And then I did a move that I've done a million times, but my spring tension was too light and I slipped and quickly fell, and the wrist came back. And
okay, so when you fell,
you could hear it.
When you fell, did you like land on your hands type of thing, like,
well,
backwards?
I landed on like I was not very far off the ground.
Okay,
so that helped me, but I landed like on my butt, but then the wrist just caught, and I didn't really even brace myself.
Like Hulk Hogan down butt first onto the, you dropped a leg drop, but, and landed on your butt like Hulk Hogan, but your wrist was somehow caught into something, and
you could hear something pop. But I didn't think it was broke. I was hopeful. I did know it was broke, but it didn't hurt as bad as you would think.
Well, like I said, when Stella broke her arm at her wrist, she came home. She's like, yep, something's real wrong. Look at this bone that's sticking up.
Oh my God.
What a crazy thing, huh?
Oh.
But like the toughest chick I've ever, I'm like, okay. So it's weird because I'm terrified to break a bone.
Well, so everyone is.
Most people are, I guess.
Because I've broken fingers, thumb, you know. Not that sucks, but like to think of breaking an arm or a wrist or something like that.
Yeah.
And just the force that it would take to do.
On a pain level of 0 to 10, 10 being the worst, how would you describe your pain?
When? At what point?
Like when it happened.
It was not.
It was pretty low.
Yeah.
BD, before drugs.
When I went into the urgent care, the doctor was like, what's your pain level? And I said, a 3. She's like, what?
Yeah.
What do you mean a 3?
Yeah.
So
we got one tough bitch over here.
That's crazy.
But
put her at the back of the line. Yeah. She's tougher than most.
There was no one there, thankfully. That was the other thing, going into urgent care. There was no one there. They're very good. Right. They won't let any, they won't only one person at a time in, and then there was no one there anyway. So that part I felt okay about. But I'd want a more badass story, though.
Yeah.
It's embarrassing. Like, all the instructors I know, Pilates instructors, I'm embarrassed because...
Oh, because they're going to be like...
One already contacted me. She's like, don't worry, it happens.
Yeah. I'm sure it does.
You could see how it could. There's so many moves where you could take a tumble if you're not...
Lisa, right now, careful. If I just got up on my chair...
Don't do that.
Oh, God.
And I just allowed myself to fall onto my butt Hulk Hogan style. and tried to brace myself with any kind of arms.
You'd break so many things.
I'd be snapped.
Dude.
I'd be snapped.
I think you'd be paralyzed.
I might be paralyzed.
No. My tailbone would never recover.
Backpack.
I'll never do that again, though, that move. I'll probably never do it again. I'm so traumatized.
Oh, really?
I understand that.
Yeah.
If it led to an injury.
You got
to
get over it. Come on, Lise.
No, I'll be very careful. I'm just going to do like the old person Pilates workout.
Well, I'm going to be honest with you guys. It's getting older and older in here.
It is, right?
I came in here and, you know, Andy can barely move.
He's got a mess.
Yeah, I'm a mess. I got a spine thing going
on. Yeah, you got a spine thing. You know, James got a back thing going on, you know.
Back and my feet.
I'm like, I don't know when it happened, but I became the healthiest guy in here.
You really are.
How are you the healthiest person
in here?
I have no idea.
It's all that Dairy Queen. It's a secret to your success.
You know, I mean, I'm going to write a book one day about how to DQ your way to the top. Yeah.
How I DQ'd my way to hell.
Dude, seriously. You're doing great.
I know it. I know.
I'm like scared to fall in the shower these days.
Right.
I literally was thinking about that because if I close my eyes, like my spine doesn't communicate with my legs real good.
Right.
Which is a great.
What is happening?
No. A great no. thing. But then I'm like, dude, I'm going to take a tumble. I'm like, I need one of those, the bath fitter. Sit down, wash yourself.
The tub fills up while you sit. Yeah.
Why not? Get a button? One of those.
I do need a life alert.
Yeah.
Because I was cleaning.
You guys all do.
I was cleaning the other day and I went down to pick something up and I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to make it out of this little kneel down move I just did.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's brutal. I hate my life.
I'm just saying, like, coming in here, there's a lot of stuff lately.
That's me.
This is Andy.
Yeah.
Fallen. Can't get up.
What, Andy?
Andy, what did you say?
I'm fallen. Mm-hmm. And I can't get up.
Super funny.
That's funny. So you're pinned in the shadow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not funny.
Yeah. Very funny.
No.
Not be able to walk.
It's just nuts. We've been doing this so long that now we're just falling apart.
Now I'm healthy.
What I started my day with. I know you are. You're trying. We're all trying.
Apart. She just broke. She just fractured her wrist. She's fine.
Yeah.
I know.
Right. Okay, can I ask you a question?
Oh, yeah.
And I'm not going to make eye contact. If this had been a sexual mishap, would you have told us?
A sexual mishap? No, I would have told
you. No,
you
would have made something up.
Okay.
It wouldn't have been just a wrist. It wouldn't have been just a wrist.
Come in here and be like, everybody sit down. I was having some wild sex. And I really, I snapped both my legs. I got kicked away. I broke 16 ribs and I,
you can't even break that many ribs, but I did.
Lisa!
That's a way better story.
Yeah, I did a sexual splash from the top of my reformer. One thing led to another.
I want to have sex so bad.
I know you do. You would take a broken leg.
Dude, I'm going to the doctor to fix my spine like I'm Drago or something. I got scientists hooking me up to things. And it's all to make me able to bang again.
Yeah, exactly. He's trying to get into
I want to be better so I can have some sex. He has to be able to pump. I have to be able to pump.
Oh,
pound.
God.
Flip. And squiggle.
Yeah.
That's your motivation? Not that you can't
sexual
put
motivation.
Your pants on good and
right,
all that.
Yeah, none of that matters.
Yeah.
I'm rocketing towards sweatpants all the time.
I know. I told them this morning, I'm like, you need elastic band pants.
Can I tell you about elastic band pants?
They're great, right?
They're great, and they keep you healthy.
Oh, my God. So it makes my fingers numb, this stuff.
Oh,
so
yeah.
I'll sit there for like 10 minutes in the morning trying to button my pants like it's so stupid.
No.
Don't button your pants.
Just come in here and chuckle button them.
Button me up, Chuck.
There you go,
you got the zipper
there. Yeah, there you go.
Hey, you got to go track pants for a little while until you get better, hopefully.
All the way up.
Yeah, I was telling Andy, like my skinny jeans with my 50 buttons, that's out right
that's
now.
That's out right now.
That's out. I had to rethink my whole plan.
I got like 2 shirts that fit now, too, because I got so fat.
Yeah, the pandemic.
The pandemic made me so fat. I hate my life.
I
hate it so.
Pandemic.
I'm trying to keep my sense of humor.
You gotta laugh. Yeah. What are you gonna
Turns
do?
Turns out like I'm gonna die of heart disease because of the pandemic.
I got like vertigo in the shower, and I'm like, that's hilarious, at least. somebody's gonna find me.
It's like an Alfred Hitchcock movie. It's like Vertigo.
I know. I'm like,
life, huh? Right. Real life.
Someone said Jason is easily the most in shape. Have you seen his OnlyFans? Oh, did he fire that up?
Did he fire that up, Jason? Are you getting dirty online? Jason.
No, I did not start one up.
Okay. I know there was rumors
of
it. There
he is in the greatest shape.
There was talk of it.
Somebody better not be making money off my likeness.
Maybe
there's a fake Jason the Jew.
Maybe somebody's been screen capturing all the shirtless images and putting them up on OnlyFans.com. Yeah. Who could be doing something like that?
I'd love for James to be secretly just taking action shots of Jason where he finds him erotic and then posting erotic work photos.
Shh,
up.
Now you're going to lie. Every morning I come in, I'm like, hey, Jason, can you strike a pose for me real quick?
Yeah, exactly.
Thank you very much.
Hey, I dropped my papers. You mind? Yeah,
pick those up for me real quick. Hold on. Wait. Let me get far enough away.
There we go.
Perfect. That's a good one.
Yeah, just give me 10%. We'll be all
right. Yeah, like as long as
he like hikes and plays basketball.
Exactly.
I can only dream of if I went and tried to play basketball. Some basketball right now, I'd be critical injuries.
Wow, there'd be critical injuries all over from people laughing at me trying to play basketball.
Yeah,
I mean, that's the JOO, Dave.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm just
making sure
you.
That
what are we doing?
That there's not a Jason the Jew on OnlyFans.
I did make like an anonymous account that I was going to set up.
Very nice.
Oh, really?
Just in
very
case. Nice. Like I wanted to claim the domain.
Yeah, you got to claim those domains.
You got to claim it. If you're going to jerk it online, you better claim your domain.
Well, it wouldn't be jerking online. It would just be me.
Just be erotic photos.
Right. Erotic photos with James's face photoshopped on it.
Yeah.
That's my handsome face, huh? Yeah, I'm going to charge you 10%.
That signature open mouth face that he makes.
Yeah.
Erotic photos. Erotic.
It's not the worst idea.
It always starts with just erotic photos.
Right.
Jason.
That's how they hook you.
But then they say, I'll give you $50 to do this, and then I'll give you $100 to do this, and then boom.
Next thing you know, you're spreading your butt cheeks for millions of men across the internet all over the world.
How did it? Okay, if we can talk about this just for a second. Yeah. You know your buddy that got into this, James?
Yeah, my camboy.
Okay. Did he?
Because
he's a straight dude.
Yeah, absolutely.
How did it evolve? Like, how did he just go right in full jerking, or
I'll
did it start off slowly?
I think it started off with him and a girl. Like, he was dating a girl that was like kind of into doing some of this weird stuff. I think that's what kind of opened the door.
Okay.
And then he realized, I can make money. And he claims women just want to come on there and talk to him.
Women, yeah.
Right. And they want to smoke a cigarette with him. So they'll smoke cigarettes.
Oh, yes. They're just smoking. They're paying to smoke with him. Yes.
But then eventually it got to the point where I'm pretty sure we're showing his butthole for cash.
Yeah.
That got to the point. I did that. The butthole was unexpected. I thought it was all wiener. When you're
there's a real prize you're after.
Can I ask, how much do you get for your beehole? Do you know?
I don't really know what the going rates
depends.
Are.
I
can shoot him a text to see if he's awake. But
how erotic are you?
Yeah, it depends on what you're doing with your beehole.
Yeah, and also just your general overall hotness. Like, if there's a guy who's a 10 and a guy who's an 8, the 10 makes more for every single thing he does. You know, it's the same as girls.
You could be a 10 with a 1 butthole, too. So.
Well, yeah, you better not have, you know,
blown apart.
Right. Yeah. Mine looks like a World War II vet. So, I mean, it's not like you want to show off. It's got to be pretty, I guess.
You wouldn't get big money.
You know?
Yeah, and I have not seen my friend's beehole, so I can't.
No.
Good to know.
what crazy thing that would be.
I have not seen my friend's beehole. You know what? I'll go on record saying I've not seen any of my friend's beehole.
That's good.
I can go on record and say that same statement.
Yeah. That should be how life goes.
It
should be.
If you have seen your friend's beehole, what's happening?
Are you friends with any girls, though?
Yeah, but would you?
Yeah.
I guess you have seen some of your friends' beeholes then, haven't you? There you go.
I guess.
Well, friends with your
male friends.
Let's stick to male friends.
Friends of the same gender.
There you go. Yeah. That's how you get out of it. That's how you escape that
friends
trap.
Friends that you've never dated.
Escape that trap.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I couldn't imagine seeing your guys' buttholes.
Don't imagine that.
Mine's a real treat, Andy.
Can I tell you?
Wow.
I want to be a radio consultant in like 10 years and be like, you want to have a team morning show? Take your pants off. You got to see each other's buttholes. It's all about trust. You understand?
That's the way it'll be.
The closest out of anyone of just friends of whose butthole I may have seen is James. Because
I think we've come close to seeing him.
Very close.
Because
I've been very close. And yeah, he did that workout video with me like probably a couple years ago now where you were upstairs and like rolling, your legs were up in the air. Oh, yeah. I mean, that was...
I'm probably one of the only people that's come in this building and their butthole has probably been exposed.
Yes. Yes.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. No doubt.
I've never seen your butthole. So
no.
Well, Lisa,
what's inside
let me know
your butt?
If you,
yeah.
You want to make it happen. If you're feeling down on your luck with that broken wrist, you know, feel better.
Are you on, speaking of... Are you on any opaloids or anything?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, she's on some opaloids.
Just the Tylenol, whatever, with codeine.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
High powered up.
Yeah, I'd refuse the Norco. I'm like, I don't need that. That's too much for me.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I feel good.
Good. Yeah. Good to hear. All right. Well, so Lisa's back, and we haven't seen her butthole, and it wasn't a sexual injury, and she's recovering.
No.
So she's going to work her way through this with her wrist in a cast. Not something you can sign either. It's a different material.
Black. Yep.
I have a silver Sharpie, Lisa, so if you need some artwork,
stay away from this.
Sign a cast.
Yeah. Let's explain that when I go back to the doctor.
Talked about that yesterday, whether you'd let people sign your cast or not, whether adults do that. The consensus
was
really?
No.
What if I woke up a great sketch of Jason Momoa nude?
That's what
you can draw that right on your wrist. Yeah. Like the Pete and Pete show, if you guys are familiar with that, the youngest Pete had a little Petunia, a woman tattooed on his arm.
Is that what her name was?
Petunia?
I forgot.
Yeah.
Pete and Pete was great. It was just like little 10-minute short clips of these two weird brothers from the early 90s.
Oh, by the way, I started watching Parks and Rec finally.
Oh, wow. Welcome to the show.
It's so funny.
Ron Swanson is...
I found the first season the weakest. I found it better after that.
I'm finding it funny. So
yeah.
That's good.
I agree with that opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah,
it took me a little while to be like, but then it definitely gets better.
I know. It's unpopular. I like it more than The Office a lot.
Oh, me too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I could see that, actually.
Yeah.
It's really funny.
It makes me laugh more.
Mm.
I don't like that Jim.
I know you don't like Jim.
Jim.
I hate that Jim.
Leave Jim alone, Andy, okay?
I don't like that Jim.
I don't like
Jim. My favorite character.
Yep.
Jim and Dwight. There's,
that's why I like Jim and Dwight.
I'm a Dwight man if I had to pick.
I don't think Dwight would be Dwight without Jim.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they need that foil.
He's got a backstory.
Does have a backstory.
He's got comes from a beet farm.
Yeah.
I relate more to him than Jim.
Yeah.
Everything Jim lives
well, yeah, Jim,
world,
everything he touches turns to gold, though.
Right. It's just great for Jim.
Yeah. Oh, the hot chick just came into the office. Guess who she wants?
Jim.
I'm looking for my goat.
What are you doing?
He's trying to find his sound goat.
Oh, I found my goat.
Is this for the next thing you got?
Yeah. I guess we know what's coming up.
Well,
spoiler.
I know. Sorry. My screaming goat toy, because you guys, in such a high compliment, some listeners are naming their new goat after me.
Yeah? Stop it.
Dave?
They said, after hearing Dave talk about goats on a recent show, we had to write you because we're bringing our two new baby goats home this weekend. We have two billy goats now. One was already named John R., and the other we're getting to name. After going back and forth with names, my husband, we came up with David, since Dave loves goats. And my husband then said, Wee David! Wee David!
Oh, Wee David.
She said, that's it. It's Wee David. Wee David loves sitting in our laps and sucks down his bottles in seconds. They attached some photos of their goats here. I have to try and find
it. It's such an honor.
It is a high honor. You don't understand. I was like, that is brilliant. It's one of the nicest things anyone's ever done. Look how those little baby goats come on. So cute. She says, my husband and I love the show. We wanted to say thanks for having something to listen to that makes us feel better about what's going on. It's Caitlin in Boquilla, Florida.
You know what's funny? Caitlin. Even those little baby goats have the tiniest little horns right there.
Yeah, they do.
Little baby goat horns.
Goat horns. She doesn't say, there's three pictures, but she doesn't say which one's Wee David.
Oh, that's what I was wondering.
Yeah.
That's so funny to me. They have hooves. They're just like...
Yeah.
Everywhere.
I just love the idea there's a woman in Florida yelling, Wee David! Wee David, get over here!
It's cute.
Yeah, so there I have a little baby goat named after
That's so funny.
In Boquilla, Florida. Does your dog have some heroic lassie vibes buried deep down? A new study at Arizona State University looked at whether people's dogs would rescue them if they were in trouble.
Hmm.
They had dog owners sit under a box
and call for help. Only about one out of three dogs rescued them.
You got to train them.
Well, that's it, they say. Yeah. There's a catch. If the dogs knew how to get into the box through like a special door on the side or something, they were eight times more likely to rescue their owner. The dogs did show signs of stress during the rescue scenarios, so it helped if they didn't have to figure out a rescue technique. What does it mean? They say if you want your dog to save you if you're in trouble, run through a few practice scenarios using treats to train them so they'll know what to do. So I guess I better work out how to get Jameson to call 911.
Or like bring a phone, bring a phone to someone, or, you know, how you would do it. Because whatever is going to happen to you in real life, I mean, it's not, you know.
I've done that test just like the put my head in my hands and cry to see how he'd react.
Oh.
Jameson doesn't care.
Doesn't care.
Gene Green doesn't see emotion.
No. My parents' dog, before we passed Riley, he would get so upset. If you cried, he'd like be up on you trying to figure out what was wrong.
Right.
Jameson may glance in your direction and then be like, I don't know. I don't got time for that. And that's your own human drama.
Yeah. Humans have so many problems. Yeah. That's what I'm like. It's human problems, Somali. Sorry.
Would Molly, you think, come to your rescue?
No.
No.
Not at this point. No.
Hershey Chuck?
No, like Hershey's taken to locking himself in his own little pantry area. I think he's tired of the little dog.
Oh, of the puppy.
So he...
Oh, really?
You won't see him for a while, I guess. And then you try to open the pantry and you can't. It's because he's in there just laying against against the door holding it closed.
He's barricaded himself in
there. Yeah, he barricades. He goes in and then shuts the door behind him and then lays on the ground and sleeps around all the food.
Smart.
And doesn't eat anything.
It's just his happy place.
Just escaping.
That's his room.
He's escaping loud little kids. All the kids are always fighting. So he's just.
And then the little one
just doesn't leave him alone. Ever.
And. How does he get out? When he stands up, does the door open?
He barks.
Oh, he barks to let him out?
He barks. He barks. He's like, hey! I'm in the pantry.
I'm in here.
And honestly, I guess he'll just stay in the pantry for as long. The only time really he barks is if, like, he's in the pantry and say I came over or whatever, and then he realizes, oh my God! Someone's here,
right.
But I'm in the pantry.
I'm in the pantry.
Yeah.
Someone open the door. I'm in the pantry.
But I guess he'll just stay in the pantry for as long as you let him stay in the pantry.
Aww.
You know,
he's got to escape the
chaos. So he's not into saving anybody.
No.
Really. But I do think he'd be smart enough to figure out how to get inside something just because with what he's been able to do to eat food is incredible.
Smart.
You know, but. You know, whether or not he cares.
That's a whole different thing.
It's crazy what they can have dogs do. Like those dogs that detect seizures.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's fascinating.
Yep.
No, they can be incredibly bright and incredibly dumb.
Well, like the dogs that
are dumb dogs too.
You know, dogs that can tell you're having some kind of like post-traumatic stress episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then they come over and...
Right,
comfort you. Paw, and you're like, hey, bud.
Hey, you all right?
Yeah.
Stressing out, bud. Calm down.
Give me some pets.
It is weird when you look at animals, like during the midst of the, when I was like some of my darkest days during the pandemic, it was like, I just look at Biddy's, and she's like, what are you freaking out about? Yeah. Stupid, silly human.
Yeah.
Yep. And it made me feel better.
Yeah.
It does. You're right, yeah. Biddy's. What am I freaking out about?
Just being around them, you know, helps, I think.
Yeah.
Speaking of dogs, we got this email. He says, yesterday, my neighbor left our gate open to the backyard. My dog saw a guy and his kid go by, so she took off barking and ran out front. She is a 90-pound mastiff, so I understand why someone will be afraid of her.
Love those dogs.
Yeah, big dogs.
Big dogs. Yeah. He says, now, I know she's not aggressive, but she does bark and jump on people, which can be dangerous for a dog this size. So naturally, I took off screaming. I get her out front. I tell her to get in the house. She looks at me and starts walking toward the gate. But I never grabbed her. I was just telling her to go. So obviously, this guy thinks he's in danger, and he starts yelling. Here's where I had to run inside. he had Chuck's effeminate southern voice.
There's a... Dog, some kind of giant mastiff. It's a mastiff chasing me.
He kept saying, "Grab your dog, grab him,
grab your dog, please." It's scaring me. Grab your dog,
grab him,
grab that dog.
I almost wouldn't. I'd like put that guy through the ringer.
Stop it!
I can't seem to get a hold of him.
Just get your dog. He's so big.
He's so. I can't grab his collar.
He's a giant dog. No.
Are you okay?
No.
How are you feeling?
You got me. I'm about to faint like a southern belle.
You need some sweet tea?
I need some sweet tea so bad. Come for me.
Yeah. Here's a fan.
Oh, thank you.
I was getting just a little too hot. He said, I almost died laughing, so I just followed the dog back into the yard and didn't say a word to the guy.
Oh, man.
I'm wondering if it was his natural voice, or was he so scared that it just came out like that?
That's like if you get scared, that's how you speak. You're like, yeah, listen, man, I can't.
What's that?
Imagine you're a chick and you're with, like, he's the coolest guy. He's just the coolest guy. But then, like, some kind of high-pressure situation happened. He's like, oh, my God.
Where's that smoke coming from? I smell something funny.
You know, everything's pretty cool.
I smell gas.
How you doing, baby?
Did you hear that noise?
Startled me.
My God.
I just dropped my sweet tea.
That is crazy.
What a crazy scenario that you could switch from like a masculine voice to like, oh my God.
Yeah, that's a wild problem.
Hi. Oh, hi.
He said, all I could think of was you guys, though. For reference, the dog never touched either of them, and I never had to touch the dog. She just went in by me yelling at her. Not to mention, the guy's kid wasn't even scared, just the dad.
Yeah.
I get it that a 90-pound dog barking at you can be scary, but she's only got out once before, and she was returned by a teenager who was out jogging. So watching that voice come out of a grown man made me bust a gut.
Mm. Yeah.
Grab him! Gate him! Somebody help!
I think with everyone staying home, there's been more dogs on the loose in my neighborhood than ever before. You know, so like
on the loose
when everybody was stuck at home, I think people were leaving their gates open or whatever. It's like you'd be walking and you know you'd find a dog just wandering around. Go get a leash. Come on, dog. Let's find out who you are.
Right.
Mm-hmm. It was always like people from the neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
So
keep an eye on your dog.
Yeah.
And one more email here. This woman said, a while back, Lisa talked about accidentally ordering like 500 envelopes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She said, so at home, haircut time for the kids, I realized, oh, we don't have a comb. So I go on Amazon. I quickly buy the first one I see that'll deliver the quickest. Today, the box finally came in the mail. I'm the proud owner of 144 plastic black combs.
Very cool.
Yep.
144.
It's very simple to do. It's very simple to do. To accidentally buy way more of something than you
need. Someone else did this too.
Yeah, I was going to say, there was one of the people.
And all that.
Yeah, like someone had mentioned that it was combs that got them too.
Yeah.
You know, so it must be like the top most suggested thing when you go to Amazon.
Yeah.
It's like a sponsored link.
Yeah.
And you just end up with tons of combs.
Yeah.
Because we're talking about how they used to give away the combs at school.
Right. Yeah.
Before you
exactly. Yep. Yep. Yep.
So you're not the only one that's been burned.
No, because I think a lot of people have been looking for like home haircut stuff.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right? Searching for it online, trying to get some.
I got burned by a comb too, though, because when I was like really had my long beard and I was trying to take care of it, I was watching beard videos and one of them was like, you need this special kind of comb. Like, you can't just use a normal comb. You need beard a special comb. Beard comb. It's made out of a certain material and blah, blah, blah. So I'm like, sweet. Go to Amazon. I find one. It's got an awesome handle. It looks like it's going to be sweet. And then when it came to my house, it was this big.
That's all they get.
It was a tiny, tiny little thing about 2 inches long. So the bristle part was only about an inch. So it was like a little mustache
comb. But on the photos, it looked like it was this big, giant comb.
They do that sometimes. It sucks.
Yeah. And I mean, I'm sure if I dove into the stats and everything, I could have figured it out, but who does that?
Most people don't do that.
It was $5.
Yeah.
Right. So
just be careful. Double check the quantity of items you're ordering. I know I've done it. I'm guilty too. I just went on quickly to order something and, you know, got the wrong thing because you just do the buy now and you're done.
Yeah. But I have like 495 envelopes left.
That's right. I said envelope. Sorry. Yeah. Pardon me. Envelopes.
Oh, I didn't even know. Honestly, I didn't even.
Yeah.
Nope. Whatever. However you want to say it.
Yeah, you say
it. I don't care.
The thing you put letters in. Lisa's got some
of those. I'm impressed you've gone through five of them.
Yeah,
I mean, that's not bad.
At least things I've had to.
You might actually get through those 500 in the lifetime.
Mm. Yeah,
probably. Oh, no. Yeah,
probably maybe not. In her lifetime.
Probably not.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Download Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
There is a 14-year-old in Port Charlotte, Florida, having a pretty bad day, attacked by an alligator.
Oh.
Probably one of the worst days you could have, I guess.
Oh, my God.
He's got every all of his limbs.
Well, here's the story from Fox 4. Let's take a listen in.
Charlotte County Fire and EMS say they were alerted this afternoon of an alligator attack at a pond in Placida.
The boy and his mother were here with their two dogs, and so they were just enjoying the weather. It was nice weather at the time, and they were playing near the shoreline there.
Florida Fish and Wildlife say the nearly 10-foot alligator bit the teen on his leg and hand. He has since been transported to Tampa General Hospital. FWC quickly called in trappers to catch the gator.
The alligator will be removed and taken to an alligator farm in Glades County.
Alligators are found in all 67 Florida counties, and FWC has a warning.
If you're anywhere near any body of water in the state of Florida, there's probably going to be an alligator nearby.
Living in marshes, swamps, rivers, and lakes.
It's common sense. Everybody knows Florida water gators.
FWC says alligator and human interactions have become more frequent, and it's best to stay shy away from an area where gators may be lurking.
It's very unfortunate for the young boy, but you know, we all know not to go near the water.
Neighbor Peter Ide encourages people to be more vigilant.
Keep pets away, absolutely keep humans away. It's their territory.
Florida Fish and Wildlife also recommends.
We don't want anyone to feed or entice or molest an alligator in any way. We don't want to create a conflict where there's no conflict there.
The teen suffered an open fracture to the leg. We also reached out to Charlotte County Fire and EMS, who says his injuries do not seem to be life-threatening. In Charlotte County, Miana Massey, Fox 4, in your corner.
So it must have grabbed him and twisted it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Snapped it.
I mean, no, best case scenario, right?
As long as they can put it back on.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It's crazy to me that there's just alligators everywhere down there.
I know.
That's crazy. I know. That's a crazy thing to have everywhere.
It is.
They're much bigger, too, than I really ever thought they were. Mm. Like, I thought Florida gators were
small.
Yeah, 4 to 6 feet
Right.
You know?
Because you think of crocodile, you know, and yeah. Like, crocodiles are gigantic.
But then every once in a while,
think they're getting bigger, dude.
Well, they've got everything they can, you know, they got all those iguanas they can eat and all those snakes they can eat.
Right. They're fed.
Yeah.
Even though I go to Florida quite often, I've still never seen one up close, like in the wild.
Yeah.
Oh, I wandered around. Yeah. I saw one on a Florida golf course. I hit a ball right at him.
Of course you did.
Yep. Yeah. And I'm like, well, here we go. But once again, he wasn't huge. He was just sitting there, and he didn't really, he was like, whatever, just hit your stupid ball. I'm just trying to sit here in the sun.
Yeah, he's like, I need my energy.
Yeah.
So I can kill.
Exactly. So, but he wasn't huge. But
and he didn't react to the you hitting a ball near him?
Didn't care.
I've seen sharks now.
Yeah.
But I've never seen an alligator.
I think I've seen him at the zoo.
Yes,
that's where I've seen
them. Contained circumstances. Yeah. Not just
at zoos, I've seen a lot of crazy animals. Yeah. I saw a rhino.
You saw a rhino?
I saw a rhino at a zoo once.
I have not seen one of them in the wild.
I saw a polar bear.
Also not seen one of them out in the
wild. Lisa, I saw a gorilla.
What?
I saw a masturbating monkey. Mm-hmm. What else have I seen? I've seen tigers. I've seen a lion. I saw a giraffe. I've seen a zebra. At least it's crazy at a zoo.
I hope Lloyd's has seen one.
Yeah.
But you don't see them at zoos around here.
Yeah, I've never been to the zoo around here.
What, alligator?
The reptile house?
Yeah, really? Yeah, no, I for sure, 100% yes. Here, I've seen alligator. When you go in that smelly alligator place.
I was thinking in the New Orleans zoo.
There's a big...
They have them there.
Well, why even have a alligator in a New Orleans zoo? You can just go outside and see one. You know what I mean? Like, you got to have animals you don't really see every day.
I think it was a long time ago we went. I don't go in the reptile thing here. I don't
like that.
It's not my scene.
It's not my scene.
The reptile house is not my scene.
It's got nothing for me in there. I just never know when I'm going to be taking care of the next reptile.
That's true.
Yeah, you know? No, you're all about reptiles. Someone said, damn, alligator bit my hand off.
Yeah, that's Chubbs from...
Anyways.
bit my hand off.
This guy said, growing up behind a canal in Naples, I used to see 10 to 12 gators sunbathing every afternoon.
Yeah.
In Florida, you're going to see them. Carl's in Tampa right now. Hey, Carl, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good.
I just wanted to comment on the alligator topic. I grew up in Florida my whole life. I was born in Dunedin. Grew up in Oldsmar, and it's a staple of Florida life to hang out with your buddies and be around ponds pretty much all the time. We see alligators, like, for people up north, they're terrified when they come down here. I mean, we even have lakes here that we swim in and do, like, you know, water sports and stuff like that. The thing with alligators is I don't know if I caught this part of the story, but you really have to provoke an alligator for it to do something to you. There's rarely any story I've ever heard of growing up here where someone's walking by, like, at the edge of the water and the alligator just comes out and attacks. You know, you hear stories about people with little Chihuahua dogs and stuff like that on the shoreline.
Right.
Just walking past, and that will happen, but I've never personally been charged by an alligator. I don't know anyone that has, and they're actually more afraid of us than we are of them. And like I said, you know, when we were kids, I, you know, made the mistake of, there's an alligator. And we would grab, like, you know, when pine cones, before they get soft or whatever, they're actually really hard. And we would, like, you know, toss them at them, and you know, it takes one time for you to learn your lesson. You know, we threw the pine cone out there, and the thing wasn't moving, and then it just pops up and makes this hissing noise. Huge jaws come down and snatch on it. That's all it takes for someone to actually really provoke an alligator. But like I said, I grew up here my whole life, and you know, I really have to think. You know, was that guy or whatever? You know, standing right there, like, kind of messing with it or something.
They had dogs too, so maybe the dogs brought, like, drew it in.
Oh, absolutely, yes, you know. Because that's like
what else? What else do alligators? What else are they known for down there?
I'm sorry. What was
like,
that?
Is there any other alligator advice that?
Yes.
Like, so I know you threw pine cones, but did you ever do anything else?
Like poke them with sticks?
Yeah. Dude, like, would you ever?
Recommend that? Oh no, and this is probably a no no. I shouldn't say this. It's not bad. There's no profanity or anything, but. We used to. I know a couple redneck kids that would in middle school that would take like a hook and put a big old piece of chicken on there.
Like almost like gator fishing.
Yeah, I had this one redneck friend that was like Crocodile Dundee, and we were just bass
fishing. That's amazing.
He accidentally caught a little one on a little bass fishing lure, and we're like, dude, you're crazy, what are you doing? He's like, nah man, watch this. And he did one of those little arm juke moves, like
an arm juke,
pretend that you're gonna grab it, and then he grabbed it and pinched it behind the head, and he's holding it there, and I'm like, dude, you're a nut job. And he's like, nah man, they don't have no force to open their mouth.
All right,
they can only close it hard.
Right. Thank you, Carl. Yep.
Carl, thanks for all that information.
Buddy. See ya, bud.
All right.
Thank you.
Call again.
No more. No more Gator
Call
info.
Again, man.
Chuck knew, I'd
so
had,
much
I,
information.
Chuck knew I had reached my limit of Gator info, and he kept prodding him for more.
I had a bunch of questions on. I had a bunch of questions on deck. We're gonna keep that one going.
He would have answered.
Mm-hmm. He would have.
In between his facts, it was like he paused like Trudeau there.
I know. He wanted to get it right. I don't blame him.
Yeah. He wanted to get it right. That's true.
This guy said, grew up in Cape Coral on a canal, had a 10-foot gator that would hang out in the sewer drain. He would get scared though when we'd walk up to the seawall and the ground would shake. Scared that gator.
Mm.
The scared gator is funny to me. Yeah. It's like, I'm a killing machine. I'm gonna...
That was scary.
Yeah.
I'll take you down the depths and blow this.
Don't get too close.
Someone else had a fun Florida fact. Alligators go crazy for marshmallows.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I already knew that.
You knew that.
Okay. Yes, you did. All
right. I think she brought that up before. Didn't hear you guys.
It really loves more. I'll try some more with it.
So there you go. It's all your gator info here. And luckily, again, that 14-year-old that was attacked in Port Charlotte, his leg's pretty messed up, but going to be okay. Dare we take another call?
Someone, I love this, that someone said that whole time they were just listening to Lisa try not to laugh.
They didn't hear a thing he said.
Poor
Carl. Jamie is in Fort Myers. Your parents had a gator farm?
Oh, jeez.
No, their buddies did. They used to own a reptile farm, and for fun, man, they would just throw little baby gators into the pool and watch them chase us around, little, you know, 8-inchers.
That's you just chased little 8-inchers around.
So does James.
Yeah. Sorry, James. I'm always trying to get one of those 8-inchers. Never catch them, though.
I know.
They always slip.
Sorry, James. We apologize.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening.
I do think that when gators are babies, they're kind of cute.
They're kind of cute, but they're also still a little vicious.
Oh, yeah.
And then you get close and they're like,
yeah. I'm
trying to rip your fingers off.
Yeah, trying to be more vicious than they could possibly be.
Right. Why alligators are so vicious, though, right? They got all them teeth and no toothbrush.
Oh, that's right. That is true. No toothbrush.
All those teeth and no toothbrush.
Oh, my God. Yep.
You know, you'd be mad, too.
Yep. You got a water boy.
You're so home for gator puns and facts. Dave and Chuck the Freak. So I think we can all agree that adult toys is the least shareable thing you can think of.
Depending.
Because they asked people that question, what's the least shareable thing in your life? And adult toys didn't make the list, but it probably wasn't an option. You probably couldn't pick adult toys.
Probably not.
Right?
No.
Toothbrush
number two, Lise.
Yeah, that's real gross.
Toothbrush is number two. Honestly, I got to say this. And I, not to be graphic, I swap fluids with my wife, right?
Yeah,
I bet
all of them.
I get grossed out if she ever needs to borrow my toothbrush.
Yeah.
Like she's very forgetful. So we go on vacation a lot, and she'll forget to bring a toothbrush.
God.
I wouldn't like it, but I'd get over it.
Yeah.
I would get over it.
I think I've never had that happen.
Yeah.
You can't call down to the front desk?
I do.
Yeah.
I just walk down to a Walgreens and
I
find one.
Gotta go get one.
Yeah.
So gross.
Because even though she's my wife and we're intimate, yeah. It's
still getting stuff out of people's teeth.
Yeah, that have been still, in there for a couple hours. I don't lick the stuff out of her teeth.
You know what I mean?
It's food plaque.
Yeah.
There's nothing hot about that.
Nope. Oh.
So here are the top 10 least shareable things people say they have. T-shirts. Well, I mean,
t-shirt.
If a kid wanted to borrow my t-shirt, like if Aiden wanted to wear one of my no big deal. Right, I don't really care about that. Towels. Yeah, I mean, your towels should be your towel if used, obviously.
Oh,
if it's out of the laundry,
once
it's used.
Yeah.
But once it's used, it's your towel.
Yeah.
Your bank account information.
Don't share that.
You're going to want to keep that tight.
Don't share that.
That's very not shareable.
Your phone password, same thing. Pajamas.
Go ahead, wear them.
Pajamas.
Here, have my pajamas. Can you imagine if, you know, Chuck had to somehow, for some reason, sleep over at my place and I laid out a pair of my pajamas for him?
Number one, I would look like some kind of
a child in adult clothes.
Yeah, like I'd look like some
like 1920s,
like 1920s Christmas tale.
You know. I don't have those pajamas.
I think
those
he does.
Like a pair of pajamas.
I think he does.
Like old timey jammies.
No, I don't. Old timey jammies that have a little candlestick.
The have sleeve. The hat with the
yeah,
ball.
I'd have the
on.
Hat.
I
the
don't
hat.
Have those.
Oh yeah, he does.
Chuck's heard a bump in the night.
Yeah, exactly.
I rose. Have male nightgowns. That's just Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I don't have male nightgowns, for God's sakes.
Yeah.
I'm giving people the wrong idea.
Like, that's what I think he's got.
The Wonka grandparents were sleeping
oh,
in.
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. Yep. Same thing.
No,
exactly
I don't.
Exactly the same. Yeah, that's what I would look
never
like.
Never share my pajamas with Chuck.
No.
Bathrooms. Like showering when someone else is on the toilet. That's what they mean. Like you share a bathroom at the same time.
Yeah.
That's crazy. If somebody's
a lot of people do that.
When if you have a hot, steamy shower, I think that the water, it like opens up your nostrils, so you smell poop more.
Yeah, but if I was taking a shower and some girl was like, hey, I've got to go pee.
You should pee.
I'm like, go ahead.
That's open, totally yeah. different.
That's totally different.
It's the deuce.
That's where it stops, though.
And now, the top four least shareable things, social media passwords.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Razors, number three.
Mm-hmm.
Toothbrush, number two. Number one, your underpants.
Number one most non-shareable?
Your underpants.
You don't want to wear somebody else's.
No.
You don't really.
Underpants.
Like, let's just say you fell in a pool at a party, and the guy said, hey, I've got some clothes.
I leave the party. I mean...
You fell in a pool.
I fell in a pool. The day's ruined. Yep. The party's over.
Get something to wrap around. Put them in the dryer.
Mm. Well, I'm not going to kick it in a towel.
Imagine Andy just sitting in a wee towel waiting for his clothes
to
dry.
It's not for all of us, Lisa. So maybe you could wrap yourself in a towel.
Maybe.
I'm just sitting there in a towel.
Get you a blanket.
Yeah. Give me a blanket. It was closed down yet?
Yeah.
Great party.
Andy, buddy, I can see your
mom. Hey, you look like a Samoan at a beach party.
I fell in the pool, you know.
Oh, that's too bad.
Waiting on
clothes in the dryer?
You know, my clothes to dry.
Okay.
Could you bring me some of the meatballs and snacks and stuff that are around there?
You're not going to walk around in that
get up? I prefer to stay in here.
I know that the towel...
It's a small towel.
Isn't
it
quite big?
It's not a beach towel. This is just a.
Speaking of meatballs, so you can see your
woman's just standard drying towel.
So you're wrapped in a towel in the laundry room, eating meatballs,
right.
Waiting for your
kick
with it with it just with pinch. You've got it just pinched together.
That's what I can't tie.
Oh yeah,
I'm too wide.
It's pinched together.
I'm like one foul move.
This thing goes down.
And I look like that. I look like I'm on the cover of like lotion.
Yep. You gotta be careful when you're pinching a towel close.
You really do.
Yeah,
I can't just be sitting there.
Oh my God.
Nope.
Give me some of the dip. Some of the.
Lisa's like, just wrap yourself in a towel like I would do.
No, Lise, you can't.
Pass food through the door to you.
Thanks, Lisa.
Should be dry. I'm
for giving me
longer.
My privacy.
Yeah. You are having a bomb-ass pool party.
Says 1 hour, 3 minutes here on this
for 3 minutes.
High efficiency dryer. You have. Thank you so much for that.
Yep.
It dries clothes precisely.
Okay, so 60
towel,
degrees.
Towel or another man's underpants?
I'll just take a towel.
Towel.
Towel, yeah. Towel. I don't want to go.
You don't want to wear guys' underpants.
That makes
sense. It's
so
like
sad.
Whenever, yeah, if you're weird. At a place and someone's like, oh, I have an extra pair of trunks.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
I'm
yeah,
not
yeah.
putting your trunks on.
I've had that happen. No. And only because I've had, you feel like, God, I gotta. Like someone was there and wasn't really close to us, but like, oh, I'd love to go for a swim, just didn't bring my trunks. Mm. And Amber offered. Amber was like, oh, Dave's got extra trunks.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. See, to me, like, if I didn't bring a trunk, that's my excuse to not have to go swimming at your swimming party.
But I told him, I'm like, those are yours now.
Yeah.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Like, those are, I picked a pair that I, you know, never liked. And then I'm
you guys
like,
are crazy.
You can
throw that in the washing machine and it's
fine.
Ain't a leakage.
My grandma has a bunch of.
Throw it on the washing machine.
My grandma has a bunch of bathing suits in the. In her basement, like old
ones.
Oh
my God, no, that's great.
Oh my God. Because for years, people would come over and she's like, what do you need? Yeah. Just the.
I need the finest.
Like, Amber's your grandma. She has like a Rubbermaid full of swimsuits.
I'd be like, do you only have the James Bond style? short ones? Because this is.
It's what she likes. It's what she likes.
I mean, these are revealing.
Wow, they're tight. Those are
James Bond.
Wow.
That's the ones I actually prefer.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
007.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
005.
I was going to say.
005.
She also has, like, sunglasses, like a bunch of sunglasses. So big, crazy sunglasses if you
I would hard
that's
be hard
kind
not
of cool.
Oh, my
that's
God. Cool. Andy's in, like, a thong
and
with
giant
big sunglasses.
Elton John sunglasses.
That's right.
And I'm trying on each of the sunglasses. I'm like, this is such a blast! How do these look? Look at these ones. Sunglasses party! And my tiny
swimsuit. Trunks.
Lisa's doing laps.
Mm-hmm. Happy Talking to her better grandma. Dressed than I am.
These only come up halfway up my ass.
Someone said, hockey team is 16 guys. We used to just pass around like 4 towels. After showers.
It's weird. It's weird behavior. I don't care what
4 different sets of balls on every towel.
Yeah. Balls and buttholes.
Right? That's one of the things I actually really don't like about any kind of pool get-together. Is just you'll eventually you get out and you're like, where's my towel? I put it here and it's not. And then you see it around some little dirty little kid. That isn't yours, and you're like, oh my God, that's my towel, and what am I going to do? Yeah. It's one of the worst.
Well, if Lisa's grandma has a pool party, 005 has to show up.
Yeah.
That's right.
I come out of
I'm 003.
I come out of the water with a snake. 003. Especially after getting out of that pool.
He's 002.
Yeah.
It's very cold.
I'm -1.
Oh my.
He's a villain.
I'm very upset. I'm -1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Leave a rating for Dave and Chuck the Freak's Tasty Bits podcast on iTunes or Google Play.
As Lisa was off yesterday, she missed this, but if you were with us, we talked about the fact that a funeral home was holding an estate sale. Yes. Which we thought was the craziest thing ever. At least it's totally old, creepy stuff, including the embalming table they were selling.
Ew.
And it was covered
in stuff
and whatever.
Dead juice.
Who wants that?
Well,
freaky deaky people.
Someone did.
Yeah, okay.
I'll tell you in a second here. Someone followed up to say, hey, love the show. We actually had the pleasure of being invited to shop that funeral home estate sale you were talking about. The description of the location you provided, pretty spot on. I'm writing to tell you, though, there was something even creepier for sale. Dolls.
What?
The funeral home had a room where kids could go play. Years of emotionally distraught children playing with these now old, crusty, creepy dolls.
Oh, no.
We bought every one of them.
Good luck to you.
Here's the pictures. No. They're the most terrifying things that Satan ever has come up with. Look at these dirty, dirty, old, scary, haunted dolls.
How many dolls did they need in there?
Four boxes worth they had, I guess.
When you think about it, so this place lease was ancient, and it was some family business that was old, old, old. So they've had a doll room for 70 years or whatever.
Yeah.
So you've got dolls. Some of the dolls are 50 years old.
Super haunted.
No thanks.
Super haunted dolls.
Super haunted doll collection.
Lease this table.
I've never heard of an estate sale for
a funeral home. Yeah, no, it's crazy, right?
Yeah.
I guess they do got to sell that stuff. But I don't like this doll room.
No.
Every horror movie about haunted dolls, there's always just one. Yeah. Nobody's tackled the issue if there's 30 of them.
She says, so far it doesn't seem any spirits followed us and the dolls home, but we'll keep you posted.
Oh, they did.
Of course they did. If there's anything, what are they going to haunt, a couch? No, they're going to haunt those dolls. They want to come to life and scare the hell out of you.
If there's one with a broken face, there's no way that one's not haunted.
Exactly.
I wonder.
Listen, there's 30 and you're going to tell me not one of them's going to come to life?
Trying to see if I can
find the estate.
Find a picture just for... Oh, here we go, Lise.
There you go, Lise.
This is...
Be ready.
Oh, it's been taken down. It's probably over now. They sold everything.
Yeah, it's too bad we didn't...
Bought everything.
People will not have any sort of problem selling stuff like that. Like, haunted houses go for more sometimes than, like, haunted house.
Yeah, like, you really have to weigh your options sometimes if you have a place that you think is haunted, like, whether or not you put it out there or not. But if you have funeral home stuff, just the creepier and more disgusting, the better.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. You know? By the way, she does follow up with that. She met the person who bought the used embalming table. They are a collector of oddities and curiosities.
Yes, of course.
So
there's a whole show about these people.
This is nothing new to bring into his home. It's going to be added to his display set up in his living room.
Yep.
Alongside wicker caskets, embalming equipment, and other memento mori.
Jeez.
Memento mori.
Yeah. Mm. Death.
Death mementos.
Yeah. Memento mori.
I don't want anyone who has death mementos.
I don't really ever want to interact with people that are like, I'm into oddities and curiosities.
Oddities.
When I printed this email, unfortunately, it printed the pictures.
Why did they get so close?
I don't know. It printed them.
Did the doll take that? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's a doll.
That's a haunted selfie. Doll selfie.
Doll selfie.
My God.
Just so play with me. God, those dolls freak me out, you guys.
Don't. Man.
The last thing I'd ever consider buying is funeral home haunted dolls.
Mm.
So who bought the funeral home stuff? Like, do we know?
Well, just it was open to
the public.
To the public.
No one that listens to the show.
Well, these people bought the dolls.
It was from, the place was in Hamtramck. So.
I know it was too close, please.
I know.
It's too close.
It was.
It's like something out of a horror movie.
God, I wish you could see this.
Close.
We never just posted just the photo of that.
It was listed in the photos of the ad.
I feel like their name is probably something like Baron von Morto.
Yes, exactly. I don't know what it was. It's probably more Polish than that.
You've given yourself the title of Baron?
Yeah.
Yes, I'm a collector of curiosities and oddities and old circus memorabilia. I'm Baron von Morto.
You paid $15,000 for this bloody table?
I'm eccentric.
What other stuff do you have, Baron?
Oh, I have all kinds of animal. What are they, fetuses in jars? I have everything you'd ever want. Curious.
Where do you...
Oddities.
What are you a baron of?
I have not figured that out yet. Just my home.
Oh.
My estate.
Yeah.
Baron von Mordo.
Electro of Oddities.
He's got a cane for no reason.
Oh, sure. Yeah,
you don't
course.
Need that cane, do you, Baron von Morto?
Cape, eye patch, yeah, top hat.
Half cape. That's what I prefer.
Half cape.
Protects you from the rain. Looks good. Gives you the upper hand in dealing when buying oddities and curiosities.
Listen, I have been sucked into the Oddities and Curiosities show. I don't know how long ago that was, but it was like... Just like the way you'd watch a House Hunters or whatever, it'd be like,
we've been given a budget of $14,000 to go in to shop for Baron von Mortices. Find me the most curious oddities.
That's what they would do. They'd have a certain amount of money. They'd go and they'd find like an estate sale like this, and then they would creepily buy the creepiest stuff they could for, like, the money that they
guess
had.
Guess what's in this pouch?
What's that?
Human skull.
Six glass eyes.
God, I was wrong.
Baron von Mordo!
He's the best.
He's the best.
There he goes.
There he goes. He's the best oddities.
Come in and see my curious, most curious thing.
James, do you know if that show's still on? That crazy show.
What is it called? Is it called?
I'm not sure if it's still on.
Where they collected those things?
Yeah.
I saw that show. Yeah.
It's on like the History Channel, I think.
What was it called?
Curious Oddities.
Curious Oddities?
Curious Oddities.
Collectors of Curious Oddities.
I don't know. I have no idea what it was really called.
This is my lover and secretary, Cynthia Crispin.
Let's see if it... Oddities just?
Yeah, it might have been. It was like a reality TV show.
Follows the operation of this place. Items bought and sold by the shop or featured in the show have included a mummified cat, a monkey skull, and art made from nail clippings.
Like every time they'd be like, we're very sorry, Baron von Mortis, whatever your name, what is his name?
Baron von Morto.
Baron von Morto. We're really, really sorry, but... We went over budget, but by $25,000. But can we show you what we got?
Was it most curious? Dead grandmother. Yes, dead grandmother. I should put it in my bedroom.
they're always like, we just simply had to. It was so creepy.
Grandmother's corpse.
Yes.
This is the trailer for that.
We love just
show.
About any freak of nature here.
Oh.
Some of the craziest stuff you ever think of has walked through this door.
Oh, I think it is.
It is indeed.
Whoa! Jeez, look at that. In this day where everything is so ordinary.
A mummy hand.
Straight out of Egypt, baby.
Be able to walk into a place and look at an item and say, what the hell is that?
they're all like the Baron.
Yes.
Ooh.
That's really what this is all about. This guy thinks he has good gallstones. That's a gallstone.
Oh, my God. Been collecting toenails.
Oh, my God.
Welcome to the strange world of obscure antiques and oddities.
This guy told me that this was fossilized dino poop.
Our customers can be a tad eccentric.
I used to be an embalmer, and then I was a model.
I'm about to gag myself.
Thank you.
But we hunt down whatever they desire.
Oh, my God.
No matter how bizarre.
Do you guys have any monkey skulls at all?
Oh, we can get monkey skulls.
It's the thrill of the hunt. You never know what's waiting around the next corner.
Say hello to my little friend.
Oh, my God.
Should we
say
anal tube or?
No.
Did they say anal tube?
I believe so.
What? Yes. What's an anal
tube? Very curious.
Oh, no. Got old medical device.
Hold on. What was an anal tube used for?
Should we try the anal tube or?
No.
We've got this business down to a science.
It's as beautiful from behind as it is from the face.
Well, almost. This is Oddities.
It's like one of those stores you'd walk in and then you'd just go,
and walk right back out.
Exactly, in the wrong place.
Except for Baron Von Morto.
Baron Von Morto can stay in there all Sunday.
Yes. Your carriage awaits, Baron.
No, oh, thank you. That is how I travel.
Yes, of course.
Even though it's 2020.
Yes, of course.
I always travel a carriage.
Yeah. It's pulled by a Geo Metro.
It's weird.
Geo Metro.
It's true. It's true. It's more
curious.
It's
barely.
What is it?
Thanks for checking out the Dave and Chuck the Freak Tasty Bits podcast. If you want to hear the entire Dave and Chuck the Freak show from today, subscribe and download the podcast now from the Apple Podcast app or the Google Play Store.
The Tasty Bits podcast is brought to you by Manscaped.
Flowers are blooming, the grass is growing, and it's time to mow your lawn. And now, thanks to Manscaped, you can trim the hedges below the belt safely and efficiently. I'm talking about ball trimmers. Manscaped is here to make sure your balls are smooth and smelling nice. Mm. After all, it's time for some spring cleaning. So do yourself a favor and always use the right tool for the job. Go to manscaped.com now. Use code WRIF to get 20% off with free shipping. Your partner, your body, and your balls will thank you.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.